We'll call this meeting on Ariel Springs that was, we'll call it to order, and this is an extension of what happened in Yahats the other night. We had a start on a discussion and didn't finish it. So we asked Bill Hall at that meeting to create some kind of a letter. And this is the first time we've seen it. No, you've seen anything? I haven't seen anything before, but just handed me anything.
Correct. As you requested, commissioners, I have prepared a draft here. And for your benefit and for the benefit of the audience, let's go through the whole thing, see if there are any changes that you wish to make. One thing to keep in mind is there is a strict word count limit for voters' pamphlet statements, as you both well know, 325 words, and at the moment this is 324 words. So if there is going to be any wordsmithing, we do need to keep that in mind. And again, I have tried here to capture the spirit of our discussion the other night and the reasons why we were moving in this direction. And so if we do need to make any changes, I will need to step down to the table where the laptop computer is located and enter those changes. So would you like me to just read through it and see what you think?
Sure.
As the elected leaders of Lincoln County, we have... Oh, I see a missing word right there.
That would be my first suggestion.
We have a duty, and that puts us right at 325. As the elected leaders of Lincoln County, we have a duty to look out for the people we represent. We acknowledge concern within our community about the application of aerial pesticides and want to encourage a deeper dialogue within Lincoln County where we can arrive at common ground on protecting the public's health. Measure 21-177 is not that approach. Next section. Unclear definitions will create unintended consequences for the county. 21-177 fails to define key terms while defining others too broadly. The term aerial is undefined, meaning the measure may prohibit many application methods used by a wide variety of local industries. The measure gives individuals the right of direct action to enforce this measure. That term is not defined. The measure defines corporations to include all government entities, thereby restricting county practices. Opens a window to vigilantism via direct action. Under 21-177, individuals from anywhere in the county can use direct action to enforce the measure, and they are granted civil and criminal immunity for all actions taken, including the destruction of private property. Local law enforcement's hands would be tied in instances of criminal trespass or sabotage of private equipment.
If I may.
Yes.
You said anywhere in the county, the word is...
Country, correct. Yes.
And the word country is correct.
Yes, country. That is an important distinction, yes?
There's also a typo on local law enforcement's.
Okay, yeah, an extra apostrophe, I see that. We'll tie up county courts and expose us to numerous legal challenges. The measure is a direct challenge to the U.S. Constitution, claiming that a county ordinance should supersede federal law. If adopted, the county will face a protracted battle to defend it in the courts and the legal costs that will trade off with funds for county services. Will likely divert county funds and force the increase of bureaucracy. Under 21-177, the county would be responsible for, quote, full and complete restoration of the ecosystem, end quote, from any impacts from aerial spraying. The county does not have the resources to undertake large-scale habitat and waterway rehabilitation programs. Measure 21-177 is not the proper tool to protect Lincoln County. We encourage a no vote.
Any comments?
Well written.
Well written. The only thing that I would have changed is that I probably would have cited the section, not just 21, so that it was section. So, because one of the things that discourages me is that they're looking at this mass of emails. A lot of people just see the word anti-spraying. They don't read what's there. And if you could refer back to a specific section to what you said, I think that maybe some people would start to read that thing more thoroughly. Hmm. So it's just my only comment is, you see what I'm...
Mm-hmm.
It's, I think it's excellent, Bill. Don't get mm-hmm. me wrong.
Yeah. And
if we had a few extra words
too, yeah.
yeah. I don't know what I'd want to cut out of what you read. But you see what I'm talking about. Because
I do. Well,
so many of the... I mean, my emails have just been... It's stacked.
Mine too.
And...
Mine three.
Some are good, but continuously I don't see people actually referring to the bill as the concept.
Right.
And that's what bothers me.
Yeah,
or the initiative. Excuse me.
Yeah, that's something I really hope before people vote. You know, some of those emails said, you know, one emailer unfortunately thought that by us doing this we were somehow removing it from the ballot, and I just want everybody to know we don't have the power to do that. I would not do that even if we could. This is a citizen initiative. Ultimately, people have to make up their own minds, and I want to encourage everybody, whether you're for it, whether you're against it, whether you're on the fence right now, please read the entire measure carefully.
Well, and I would say read the entire measure and think about unintended consequences. I mean, as I said Wednesday night in Yahats, I think we all can agree that we want to be able to breathe clean air. But my biggest concern really is the direct action, the vigilantism that I believe in. People, I've gotten emails, they say, well, that's not going to happen. It's only if this doesn't happen and if that doesn't happen. Well, the reality is it could happen. Because it's a part of this measure which, if approved by the voters, would become law. And I have a very hard time supporting something that creates a defiance of existing law and also creates a situation where, when that defiance occurs, there's really no accountability or repercussions. So I have a really hard time with that part of this measure.
Yeah, you know, I've been reading a lot about the community rights movement, and I understand that nonviolent direct action is one of their principles, but unfortunately that phrase is not used in here. Again, just as, you know, one supporter told me that aerial is defined in the Oregon Revised Statutes, but again, that's not referenced in here, or there's no clear definition. But to me, the biggest problem is the fact that this contradicts state law. It's something that, you know, I understand the community rights movement believes that there is a path through the courts to assert local rights over state and federal rights, but right now that doctrine is not accepted in Oregon. And
so let me ask Wayne a question here. At the time that we were discussing down there, the sheriff was in front of us. Can we ask him to come back up?
Sure.
Because he is an elected official, and this is a discussion of elected officials. If you don't mind, would you come back up? And I apologize for not bringing you up when we started, because we are talking about law enforcement and the county, and you're the person that has to deal with this. So.
Good morning, Commissioners. Kurt Slanders, Lincoln County Sheriff.
Apologize for the oversight.
No apology. No apology needed.
So, do you have any comments about this since you've heard it?
Of course, I'm just first. I've seen it too, and you know, I think it hits the points that were brought up down at the meeting in Yahats. I think the only section that I looked at that. Will tie up county courts and expose us to numerous legal challenges. Says the measure's direct act challenge the U.S. Constitution, claiming that a county ordinance should supersede federal law. And I know we're at the word limit, but you know, it basically, the way I read it too, it supersedes state law too, as far as holding somebody criminally liable against something too. And I don't know if that needs to be in there or if it says enough with this too. I just, that's the only thing that I noticed. Otherwise, I think it hits the points that we were hearing and you were discussing down in Yahutz the other night.
What about this? Just a thought. Add the words state and then strike the words if adopted that begin the next sentence.
Okay.
So that's trading two words. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And again, this is, you know, your statement. You know, mm-hmm. my name's not on this one, but you know, I do have a draft prepared. I wanted to listen to what your discussion was this morning before mm-hmm. I committed on that. But I do have a draft prepared also that I may send out also before the deadline today.
Okay.
Well, if we're comfortable, or is there any further discussion you'd like to have on this issue?
I think summarizes our position, and I know one of my concerns Wednesday night is I thought that if we placed a measure in the statement in the voter's pamphlet, it needed to be unanimous, so I think that issue has been addressed.
Commissioners, one procedural matter, just having 30 years of crafting these particular statements, not ballot arguments, but crafting explanatory statements and ballot measure titles in here. The clerk always reviews these very carefully for the word count, and I'm peeking over this to notice mm-hmm. that he and I have a disagreement sometimes whether or not bullets count as an additional word.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I just to note, we've argued about this. And so I just would recommend that your motion, if your motion is to authorize this to be submitted to the voter's pamphlet, that you authorize the drafter to make necessary changes to bring it within the word count.
If so, directed by the clerk.
Yeah, well, it's sure a different world when I was fishing bullets was the...
Mr. Chair, if I could just say one other thing. I had a meeting Friday morning with two of the folks from Community Rights, and one thing I said, whether this measure passes, fails, you know, let's have an ongoing dialogue about what we might be able to do to be helpful to increase the safe use of these chemicals and to reduce their use when possible. You know, even though one thing I thought about including in here, but have not just the word limit didn't allow it, is the fact that I know for more than 20 years the county has had an integrated pest management policy. And so last year, more than, I believe it was only 24% of our roadsides saw any herbicide application at all. The rest was through manual control. But there are some situations, some terrains where to keep the roadway clear and safe, we still do have to make use of these chemicals in a very limited way. And certainly the goal of continued reductions by public and private landowners, I think, is a worthwhile goal. And it's just my personal hope that we can work toward that no matter what happens with this measure.
I'm in agreement. I mentioned I was given some pictures, and there's two compelling pictures there that I'm wondering if we had... this act, if we had a more active system of checking on this stuff, if those pictures would have been that compelling.
These were pictures of the aftermaths of clear cuts. Yeah, they were left on Friday with me, and they asked me to give them to Tanya to circulate to the other members. I assume those are the pictures you're talking about.
I don't know where they came from, but they were impressive pictures. And I worked on the Oregon Salmon Plan, mm-hmm. which was... contrary to popular belief, it was actually about clean water. Mm-hmm. This is somewhat the same issue, so
definitely.
We definitely can progress in this state toward clean water supplies for not just for all living things. But
I also think, though, that goes to the point that this really isn't the venue for this this type of action. I mean, we need to be looking at the state level, it's not just Lincoln County.
Yeah, and I understand, but I heard loud and clear, I think we all did, from the drafters and supporters that it was a frustration over lack of action at the state level in part that drove this local measure. But you know, unfortunately, the reality is we don't have the authority to override, and the voters don't have the authority, as far as we know, to override state or federal law.
So, we're down to...
Well, I made a couple of suggestions that if we need to save three words mm-hmm. for bullets...
Yes.
Let's see. I was looking here, and I was... Let's see. Oh, I was thinking you... on the first bullet point, the term aerial is undefined, meaning you could put a period after undefined and then start with a capital T.
That's a thought.
And then on the second bullet point, you could take out the second sentence that says the term is not undefined, and you could say the measure gives individuals a right of direction, direct action, an undefined term to enforce this measure. And I think that would save two words.
Okay. You still got one more bullet, good.
Well, yeah, no, I think I by think saving two words there.
The well, no, we took meaning and we took meaning out, so that's one word. Mm-hmm. We saved two words by taking out that term is not defined. So that, if necessary, I'm not recommending we make the change. I'm saying if necessary, that would enable us to do so.
Okay.
So let's approve that. So that'll be the change if mm-hmm. they say we don't. Doesn't qualify, so we'll have to come back to another meeting.
Yeah, okay. No, absolutely.
So,
and also I think we ought to make it clear to everybody that we are paying for this ourselves. It's right. not being paid our personal pockets.
Personal dollars.
Yeah, it's not county money that's going to pay for
not
this.
Public money at all,
no.
So do you want to...
I assume we need a motion. Mm-hmm. I'll move for approval of the statement in opposition to Measure 21177 with the possibility of the alternate changes that were discussed for submission in the voter's pamphlet.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Seeing no other business in front of us, I want to thank all the response from both sides on this issue. It shows that this county is definitely interested in what goes on in our environment, and that means that we should move forward and try to resolve issues the best we can by working together, I hope. Okay. So with that, meeting adjourned. Okay.